Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
New will be back in a few more days. I'm Dave Cohen. I'll be here until then. Glad that you could join us as we continue to break down the breakup of the most high-profile bromance ever between the most powerful man in the world and the president of the United States and the wealthiest man in the world in Elon Musk. To help us understand, if we can, what's going on, we asked Robert Hogan to join us, professor and department chair of political science at LSU. Good morning, Professor Hogan.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Well, you know, we call it political science, but are we into political chaos at this point? Is there any science left to what we're seeing unfold before our eyes?
Yeah, I don't know. Or maybe political theater might be a better way to describe it. Yeah, we've not seen anything like this before. I mean, you know, there are stories of wealthy people who have, you know, helped a president get elected, and they sort of expect things, and they may blow up and may have some argument or something that people learn about years later. But nothing like this, where it's all out in the open and in the public and on social media in real time. We see this spat play out. This is something that we have not obviously seen before. It seems like there's a lot there's a lot that sort of, you know, weighs in the balance here. I mean, there are implications that could occur if this kind of spat goes on, sort of the threats that have been leveled from each side are things that make people wonder. Elon Musk saying, you know, maybe it's time for a third party, agreeing with maybe Trump needs to be impeached. Maybe we need to look into whether or not he was on the Epstein, you know, list of guests.
Came flat out and said he was. So
yeah, that's right. He did. That's right.
It's gotten below the belt. It's gotten ugly. It's gotten I think awkward and uncomfortable. I don't know if you've ever had friends who broke up in the social media age. Thank God I've not had a breakup since social media became a thing. I don't think I would go out there and suddenly start unloading dirty laundry and those kinds of things. Thank God that this was not a romantic relationship, because I'm afraid there might be revenge porn involved if it had been. But it really is. Most of us know two people who have broken up, and you see their social media feeds and you just feel awkward and uncomfortable. And your friends put stuff out there, you're like, dude, don't do this. Don't make this so public. But now we're seeing it on this whole new and different level between two of the most powerful men on the planet, two of the wealthiest men on the planet, and it has gotten really ugly. What does it mean for us here in the you know, out in the land, as we see this unfold, obviously this has to have some impact politically. And does it give anybody who opposes the big, beautiful bill, who otherwise before was going to support it, particularly Louisiana Republicans in the Senate, or if it has to get kicked back to the House, if there are any changes in the Senate, does this affect how people may consider voting on the big, beautiful bill now that we've seen such high profile opposition from a man who was really the president's best buddy there for a few months?
I mean, it possibly could. I mean, the interesting thing about this is that up until this point, Trump has been able to get his way with the Congress. He has gotten exactly what he's wanted. We've had people raise objections to it, problems with it, and they have been pushed back. And there's no one that has stood up to Trump. And this is what makes this really interesting, is because you have someone who has enough power, enough money, someone who bankrolled the Trump campaign, supported it in the sense of through
and claimed he bought the election for Trump. Without him and his money,
that's right.
He claims
that's
Musk does, Trump would not have won.
Exactly. And you know, and there are a lot of people, I should point out, I think a lot of conservatives especially, who say, look, there's a big difference between the rhetoric of the Republican Party, the rhetoric of Trump, that you want to cut budgets, you want to cut the deficit, you want to cut government spending, you want to reduce the debt, and then the reality of things. There's a huge disconnect there. And here you have Elon Musk saying, look, there's a big disconnect here. What are you doing? And he wants to play a role, Musk does, in the final outcome of this legislation, and to say, look, you know, You campaigned on this. This is what, you know, your movement wants. I think there are a lot of people, I mean, getting to your question of how this is going to have an effect, I think there are a lot of people who side with Elon Musk on this issue. A lot of conservatives, especially, who say that, you know, finally someone is saying, you know, you have to control spending. You've got to get the debt under control. And, you know, Trump's point about Musk is, well, he's upset about the electronic vehicle, electric cars and that kind of thing. But it seems like Musk is actually taking a pretty principled position here on this issue. And so this may give support to people who share Musk's view and are glad someone has finally stood up to Trump on this issue, because up until this point, they've all simply rolled over because Trump is so powerful with just simply I mean, we see that in our own congressional delegation, I would say. Someone like Bill Cassidy, right? Someone who set aside professional standards in terms of his profession to go along with Robert Kennedy and all these other things that Trump wants. Because he knows if he doesn't, all Trump's got to do is tweet, you know, something terrible. You know, Bill Cassidy is a rhino.
If Musk doesn't pull him off of Twitter, yeah.
Exactly. Well, exactly. And so, but that's something that Musk doesn't have to worry about. He controls. He owns Twitter.
A Bill Cassidy or a John Kennedy, do they reconsider now voting for the big, beautiful bill?
Well, I think there are some quarters. There are a lot of people, I think, Republicans who have problems with this legislation. And the big thing is, of course, the debt that it continues to perpetuate. And so I think it's going to give some comfort. And it depends on how this continues to play out. Right. I mean, if Musk will roll over and say, OK, whatever, and sort of disappear and pull back from all this. But if he keeps it up, I mean, he can spend money, right? He can spend money. He can get behind other candidates in Republican primaries who take his position. He could play a big role in American politics in a way that really threatens the Trump's ability to get this legislation through. So you may see some sort of compromise, right? You may see some sort of backing down of the Trump people or changing. Changing the nature of the legislation.
Trump and Musk don't seem to me to be the type that are going to back down. Historically, mm-hmm. we don't see a lot of evidence of either of them backing down. And I think that's part of the issue here. Donald Trump may have underestimated what his interaction with Elon Musk could lead to, because here he brought the wealthiest man in the world into his tent. And they were best buds there for a while. They were doing the YMCA together at Thanksgiving at Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. They were really
needed him.
Yeah. And it was great. But I think, and someone asked me, what do you really think caused this breakup? And I really believe that Musk felt that he left his companies, moved into the White House. Word was he was sleeping in his office in the West Wing.
And he
was dedicating his life while his companies were losing money without his guidance and losing money because of his affiliation with Trump. But he worked really hard to cut the cost of the federal government. And he took mm-hmm. that on as his mission. And then Trump comes back with the big, beautiful bill and says pretty much to Musk, I know you worked hard to cut our spending. I know your goal was to reduce the size of federal government, but I'm putting forward a bill here that's going to increase the size of the federal government, pretty much telling him all of his work was for nothing because the bill was going in the opposite direction. And I think that really angered Musk.
Oh, absolutely. I think that is indeed part of the rift here. And even with, I mean, you know, the Doge promises, right, that he was going to cut $1 trillion out of the budget, a huge amount. And it ended up being pared down to that. And now we're finding out that a lot of the bureaucracies are hiring back a lot of the people who were let go in the purges that occurred when Doge was at its height here of power. I think that's the reason for this. But getting back to what you said earlier about not backing down, I have to say, I mean, I think Trump backs down all the time on these issues, on the trade, on the tariffs, those sorts of things. He is a master of backing down and then changing the conversation. And I think that's probably what you're going to see here pretty soon.
Yeah, I think he would argue he doesn't back down. He forces the hand of the other party to do what he wants, and then he pulls the threat, as it were, off the table. I think we've seen that over and over again with Canada, with Mexico. He's trying to do it with China, where he threatens the huge tariffs. Then he gets some concessions from the other country and then claims that as a victory, not as a backing down.
Well, I mean, I think that's what they would claim, but I don't think he's got nearly what he would like to get from that. And I mean, and the same thing with Russia too. I mean, this, you know, backing down from or backing away from that whole conflict.
He said he was going to end that in 24 hours.
Well, right, and he has just simply said, well, maybe they got to fight for a while. I mean, he changed it. He's a master of changing the conversation. And I suspect you're going to see the same thing here. I do believe that Musk has if there's anybody who has the power to alter sort of what that is in that bill, it is Musk. And he could provide cover to others who also want to do so. And I think he might get a concession. But I think I can see a scenario where that happens in which, you know, Trump again changes the conversation or says, look, we've renegotiated this. And then there's something else going on in the world that he focuses attention on.
Talking with LSU political science chair Robert Hogan. When we get back from this break, we'll continue this conversation. I invite you to join us at 504-260-1870. Who do you think wins in this very public, very ugly breakup battle that we're witnessing between Donald Trump and Elon Musk? Who ends up being more, who benefits more when this is said and done from all the ugly barbs, all of the grenades they're tossing at each other, all of the very public criticism? Does the president end up in an advantageous position, or does Musk get what he wants when this is all over, or do we all lose? Text and call now, 504-260.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
1-870. Yeah, Elon Musk and Donald Trump having a very public breakup of their bromance. And in many ways, to me, it feels awkward and icky. That we're kind of caught in the middle of it. And I'm hoping that it doesn't get even uglier because it's kind of embarrassing right now. I know people who have broken up, and I always tell them, don't go to social media. Don't air your dirty laundry with this person. Let's just, you know, move on and live our lives. But some people just cannot help themselves but to take to social media and share what they think when things go south, whether it's a friendship, a romance, or whatever, or in this case, a very public bromance. Robert Hogan, the chairman of the political science department at LSU, is our guest. Robert, where does this whole thing lead us?
Well, I think it's hard to say. It depends, again, on what you just said, is whether this continues to escalate. It seems to me that it could blow over. You could have some sort of reconciliation in which the two of them, you know, express their commitment to some, you know, principles and move on. Or it could go even further south, and you could see a situation where Elon Musk decides to to play a greater role in the political system. I mean, he could very easily. I mean, he has this huge platform with X that he can advertise and point out his positions on things. He can go after individual lawmakers in the Senate who are right now considering the legislation that's causing this contention. So,
there are already questions of if the bill could get through the Senate as is,
right,
as the president wanted, and it was going to be razor thin if it could pass. Does this swing the pendulum away from the president's side?
I think it gives aid and comfort to those who are opposed to it. Absolutely. I mean, some of the issues that they raise, especially with regard to the debt, the size of the tax cuts that are being continued that are heavily weighted towards wealthy individuals. I mean, this is a president who, you know, a lot of people describe the Trump movement as a populist movement, right? But it certainly is not in terms of economic populism. This bill is one that continues tax cuts that are overwhelmingly favoring those at the upper income of America, and it has severe cuts to Medicaid and to programs that benefit working class people, especially in a lot of these states and a lot of the states where that I think are going to matter a lot in terms of its ability to pass in the Senate.
You know, I think a lot of people who support Donald Trump have felt like it was the only position for them. House Speaker Mike Johnson, mm-hmm. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise, both of Louisiana. I think for them, the choice was obvious. They were 100% MAGA Republicans backing the president, and there really was no other option. But now when you have the wealthiest man in the world trying to launch a campaign, depending on how far he chooses to go with this, and Elon Musk, his influence, because of all of his money, has got to be a real concern for the Trump administration in terms of he now can win influence from people who otherwise thought before their only option was Trump.
No, absolutely. I mean, you're right. MAGA Mike. I mean, the only reason if he is speaker is Trump wanted him to be speaker, and at any moment he would lose that position. You're right. They have no choice but to support it. And when you have someone who has as much money and influence as Elon Musk does, it can shake things up and maybe change the nature of the debate and bring some of these issues back on the table. Now, the thing to consider is that think about what the direction that Musk wants this legislation to go in. It is one that probably is cutting more Medicaid and making the situation even better for Democrats. If you think about the Democrats in here, who are the opposition party, if they create a really bad bill, it's going to, and Democrats can blame it on them, whether they pass it or not. That can be a huge campaign issue in the midterm elections next year. So, Musk has, he has implications for the legislation that is passed and has some severe implications, I think, for the Republican Party going into the next election.
Yeah, and I can just imagine if Musk wants to take this to the nth level, all these MAGA Republicans support Trump because they either A, really do support everything he stands for and agree with everything he says, or they're fearful of political retribution if they don't support everything he does and everything he says, as Bill Cassidy is finding out now, that he can mount a campaign against you that you may or may not be able to survive. Well, what if Elon Musk comes to you now and says, don't vote for this, or I'm going to bankroll your opponent in your next election. I'm going to find someone who can run against you, and I'm going to make sure they have enough money to do it, to dig up dirt on you and to really give you a run for your political future. Now you've got to worry about to whom your allegiance needs to be.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, if Musk's strategy is just to kill this legislation, I think that is, I think that's a very strong possibility. Sowing seeds of doubt is an easy thing to do in the minds of voters, in the minds of elected officials. If he wants to make it a more draconian measure that's going to affect working class people, I think that's something Republicans might be able to get around, but it's something they probably don't want to get around or support, because it's going to give tremendous advantage to the Democrats in the next election.
Robert Hogan, I know this is difficult because I'm asking you to analyze a situation that is nothing like anything we've ever seen in American politics before, not at this level by any means. And that can't be easy for you since we are in uncharted territory here.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've never had a situation like this where a president has brought in an individual into the White House, right? And he said, look, come in. I want you to help me make policy. I'm going to give you carte blanche, ability to remake the bureaucracy. And he brought him in, and we've never seen anything like that. And then when there's a rift develops, you have given this person great credibility, right? Yesterday, you were trusting him with the keys to the White House. Literally
gave him a key to the White House, called him the most intelligent man on earth, went on and on about praised him for all of his accomplishments, and now he's the enemy.
And today he's the enemy. I mean, it starts to maybe make people rethink Donald Trump's judgment. I mean, you trust somebody and then you don't. So, I don't know. This is completely uncharted territory. But the guy has the most. I mean, Musk has an enormous amount of power. Now, he's also vulnerable in some respects. He leads a company, the Tesla company, and the people on that board have got to be thinking to themselves, "My gosh, what is this guy doing? And is it necessarily in the best interest of our company?" They have a responsibility to the shareholders of their company to do what they can to keep the stock price of that company high and going higher.
Which is exactly why President Trump is threatening to cancel SpaceX contracts with the federal government along the same lines, trying to hit him in the pocketbook.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you take away the lifeblood of that company to thrive, and you could destroy it. And so Elon Musk he's got a lot of money. He's very powerful, but he is also extremely vulnerable. So it'll be interesting to see how far he's willing to risk all of this. What is it worth to him to push this fight further on, or does he sort of fall back into the into the shadows, so to speak, and not at least not take a part in this great public debate that we're having in the United States right now.
Robert Hogan, professor and chair of political science at LSU, thank you for taking some time out of your Friday to help us break this down. Unprecedented times, amazing history we are witnessing before our eyes, and we can't wait to see where this all goes.
Yeah, nice talking to you.
All right, thank you so much. Professor Robert Hogan here on WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.